Looking up, I could see a full moon. It was so typical of her to pull a stunt like this. What was even more ludicrous was that I was enjoying the walk. The sound of my steps on the wet cobblestones added to the eeriness of the surroundings, with its haunting whispers and rancid odors. I turned to see a cat scamper after a mouse. In the distance, subtle voices could be heard as the bars were beginning to empty. The faded laughter of their patrons was oblivious to my plight. I felt alone with it. I jumped as I heard heavy breathing, only to realize it was my own echoing in the stillness of the night. The garbage can rattled against the wall as a cat finally found its prey. Embraced by the light of the moon, a tin rolled down the hill, causing a kaleidoscope effect. This was the perfect setting for one of those horror movies, sound effects and all. You'd think someone suffering from pneumatophobia would avoid places like this. Instead, the spirit world seemed to beckon Jillian, and she continued to respond. The entrance to the gates read Mont Royal Cemetery. As I started my search, this unnerving feeling took over. I had the sensation of being touched, although no one was near. Shadows, with the help of my imagination, brought about vivid aberrations of deadly gatherings. Headless statues appeared, mustered by me. Blinking, I tried to shake the feeling. My temples started to ache as my head began to pound with painful vibration. I could not leave now, not until I found her. I stumbled and fell. I was terrified, but was left with no other alternative than to call out. In the distance, I could hear her respond.
Adam, is that you? I'm over here.
I reached for my cell, hoping its light would guide me in her direction. I called out again, but this time she did not answer. Instinct told me to keep walking north. I sensed that is where I would find her. Hopefully, the echoes of the night would not betray me. I started to doubt myself, but then I saw the shadow. I could not recognize her, and as I called out, silence prevailed. I approached with caution, but my knees were shaking. I was beyond frightened. Suddenly, I felt a cold, damp hand on mine. The bony fingers tightened their grip with such forcefulness as I was being pulled down. I felt the urge to run. I needed to run. I could not move my feet. It was like cement blocks were holding them in place. Fear had frozen me in this unbelievable time warp. All I could do was call out, "Jillian, is that you?"
"Yes,"
she said, delirious with emotion. And as I put the light up to her face, the sight I witnessed was sickening. I have never been so engulfed by such a state of human despair. What could have possibly have summoned her there? What had she seen to frighten her so? It was apparent fear brought out a distorted effect that masked her true features. She looked like a corpse, living, while dead at the same time. Her auburn hair suddenly became scarlet red as the light mirrored its shimmering dampness. Her dark eyes looked pale and had a gray hue with stark emptiness as they blended into the pastiness of her white skin. The light reflected off her wet cheekbones, protruding a shadowy effect that only highlighted this deadly manifestation. I reached out to hold her, and the stench of urine caused a gag reflex. I wanted to vomit. She must have been there for quite some time. What was she doing at the cemetery? What could possibly have made her come here at such an ungodly hour? No one in their right mind would conceivably think of wandering around a graveyard late at night. I suddenly looked up to see flashlights shining in our direction.
"Is that you, Mr. Garwood?"
I knew then that Richard must have sent for help. I was relieved when the ambulance made its way up the path. Jillian tried to resist, but after pleading with her to go, she unwillingly relented. As they carried her away, she looked directly at me and said,
"Adam, she's here. She never left. Please,"
she begged.
"I need your help finding her."
"Finding who?" I asked.
"My sister,"
she replied.
"I saw my sister. She was here."
The doors to the ambulance closed before she could finish her sentence. That's impossible, I thought.